When I was here for a Saturday evening mass about 3 weeks ago, and for those who haven't figured out, I'm Annie Cherka's brother, older brother, and that evening Father Ben preached about the levels of understanding of Scripture, that there is what's happening in the story, in the Bible, and of course what Jesus wants to teach, and thirdly, how we ourselves can integrate that message. This morning is a good example, and it's really difficult for us to understand, to really appreciate what it meant to be a leper at the time of Jesus. It wasn't just a deadly disease, but perhaps the hardest part of the leprosy verdict was that you were cut off from your community, you were cut off from your loved ones, you were isolated, you were placed in a special colony, and you did not have the contact with your loved ones, which would be, we know that when we undergo illnesses today, our loved ones are most often those who minister and help us. So to be in this situation was extremely, extremely difficult. And so these 10 lepers, and we presume the other 9 were of Jewish, were healed. And then one came back recognizing what had happened to him. In those days, a Samaritan, and once again, it's really hard. I was trying to think of an example where we could equate what it meant to be a Samaritan. They were very obviously not liked by the Jewish community. They thought they were rogue and they were not following the correct line. Maybe we could equate them to what we sometimes think of our tent people, those who live on the streets. They were shunned. And so to have this individual come back and thank Jesus was truly a shock to the listeners. And of course, that's what I think Jesus wanted to do. He wanted to shake them up a little bit and help them to recognize who was in their midst and what had really happened. Because we can give praise to God, which we always do, and we can pray through contrition, our sorrow, or supplication when we ask God to help ourselves or others. But the greatest prayer we can ever offer is the prayer of thanksgiving. And the Samaritan came back to thank Jesus for what he had done. And it is so interesting to see that while the 10 of them were healed physically, at the end Jesus says, "Go, your faith has healed you." That there was a much greater need in all 10 of them. But he recognized that, okay, I am now healed of the leprosy, but what about inside? What about my anger at God for giving me this disease? What about my hurt that I wasn't able to relate to my family? All of the inside that was in need of healing, when he came back in thanksgiving, Jesus healed, which was the most important part. And so we come to the Eucharist, the word which means thanksgiving. Obviously, if we have aches and pains and serious illnesses, we ask God to, within his, "Thy will be done, heal us." We have the prayer shawls this morning that we will bless, that will be used for people who are in need of healing. But we also recognize that Jesus offers us that internal healing, that he can restore within our hearts and our minds the peace that only Jesus can give.